You're listening to the Free to Be Mindful podcast, which provides bite-sized tips for busy parents, educators, and anyone working with kids. These real talk conversations focus on mindful living, mental health, and personal growth, helping all to learn, grow, and inspire with mindfulness in mind. I'm your host, Vanessa De Jesus Guzman, educator, licensed professional counselor, entrepreneur, and mom. I'm passionate about helping folks live life with peace of mind and ease of heart while not losing their, well, you know, here we go. Hello and welcome to episode 105 of the Free to Be Mindful podcast. I hope that you're feeling good, looking good, and doing better in this world than you were yesterday. So every month, we're discussing how mindful living, how mental health and personal growth intersect with a guest expertise. And you know that there's a day pretty much for everything. My husband always laughs at me and calls them these fake holidays. And although they're not holidays per se, I do enjoy highlighting them because otherwise we wouldn't really have them on our minds at all. So National Esthetician Day is actually on October 15th. And the week of October 24th is National Massage Therapy Week. And because of that, I thought it would be absolutely perfect to invite Lisa Dominguez to the show. Welcome, Lisa, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. So let me share with you a little bit about Lisa. She is the founder and CEO of Spa O, which is formerly known as Spa O On The Go. Today, Spa O is an urban spa retreat located in Jersey, which offers robust spa services on site as well as at home. Imagine that. With over 16 years experience in the spa and beauty industry, Lisa is dedicated to providing the energy needed to reawaken the body through the power of touch in one's own personal space and through the experiences she creates at Spa O, which is gorgeous, by the way, gorgeous. Lisa was raised by an entrepreneur mother who instilled in her the discipline and courage needed to make her business dreams a reality. Sharing what she's learned on her journey is something that she takes much pride in and is her contribution to amplifying communities of color. She continues to pursue her passion of helping people live their best lives through her business and fitness coaching programs and by teaching people how to take care of themselves both inside and out. That is absolutely beautiful and so needed. And I'm so proud of you and happy that you're with us today.
Thank you.
So that was a lot, but anything else kind of off the cuff that you'd like to share with us about who you are and what you do?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because, you know, for professional reasons, being a business owner, you always need that official bio.
Yeah.
But it's like, but I'm like such a full hands-on mom that it's like, as soon as like I see my children, they just humble me so fast. And it's like, yeah, that bio gets like thrown
like, through out the window.
Out the window. And I really like lately in the last year and a half, I've been very proud of the mom I have become because, you know, with our culture, especially, you know, as Latinas, I feel that we're like this tough exterior discipline. And the last year and a half, I just have felt like, wow, I'm actually a very present modern mom with culture. And that takes a lot. And I feel like the older my children, you know, 16 and 9 years old, I feel like I've entered a new role, like a new role of parenting, you know, and I feel like I need to add that to my bio because that's like hardcore.
Yeah, that's where like, the real job is.
Yes, it's like, how do I stay like present, calm, firm? Like, that's like owning a business. So it's like all of these parts, right? Because you're dealing with different little human beings with high expectations. And yeah, I love to say that I am such a fun, exciting, happy person, a very present mother and friend. And yeah, like, I don't know. I don't like introducing myself as a businesswoman anymore. I'm like, oh my God, I am like so much more than that. So I am just like a regular human being with same people, like just like yourself, just like our own clients who just want to live their best life, you know, like be happy with their partner, be happy with their parent. Like, that's really who I am. I want to be there for me first and for my family and, of course, my business. But it's all intertwined, right? But I am just like this happy Latina woman who happens to be a businesswoman and normal. Like, I have regular problems, right? Like, my son is a teenager, my daughter's like growing into a little woman, and like, these are like real life situations. Like, I am normal. Like, people are like, oh, how do you do it? I'm like, well, the same way you do it.
We just do.
Yeah,
I love it. And we have so much in common. We're both Dominican. We both have 9-year-olds, but then you have a 16-year-old. And I get what you're saying. When people read the bio, it sounds so grandiose, and it is. And I don't think that should be unacknowledged, right? Or that should be bypassed, because so much goes into running a business for so long. But when it comes down to it, when we go in through our homes at the end of the day, when we cross that door, it is mom and mommy, I need this and I need that. And we have to take care of all of the things in addition to a business and clients and all of the other things that go along with that, which can be a lot.
Yeah.
So being in the beauty industry and the spa industry, self-care, you know, all of those things intertwined together, how did you even get there? Is this something that you knew you always wanted to do?
So I grew up in the beauty industry with my mother. So since before my mom arrived to this country from Dominican Republic, she was a hairstylist. So I was pretty much born into a hair salon. That's, you know, how you grow up with certain aromas and smells and they remind you of your childhood. Well, mine is relaxer, hair dye, and blow dryer, hair burning. That's my childhood, like, aroma comfort smell, because I really grew up in the hair and beauty industry with my mom. I knew I did not want to become a hairstylist. I thought it was a lot of responsibility. I did learn a lot growing into that space. I saw how hard my mom worked, how long hours she stood, and how she did it as like a single mom too. But I grew up watching her. My mom has 4 children. I am second to youngest. So I was the only one that became an entrepreneur like her out of the 4. And I didn't know that I wanted to be in the beauty industry and wellness industry, but I definitely knew from like the way I saw my mom carry herself, the way I had to help her translate through her business. When she moved from Washington Heights to New Jersey, I took the role of helping her translate. So I loved it. I love like that authority. I love that control. Like, it was just in me. So I knew I wanted to own a business. I just knew it as a really young child. I just didn't know what that was. But growing up in the beauty industry, I went more the route of, you know, I was doing a lot of healing work as a young child. I went through a lot of domestic violence and sexual abuse when I was really young. So I think for me, it was like the mindfulness, right, of, okay, I want to be a business owner, but it was like finding my healing process. Our culture wasn't too talkative. So it was like, how do I do this? I was kind of on my own. But I said, you know what? I was introduced to yoga and meditation when I was 18. Didn't know it really existed. And that just shifted, like, oh, maybe I should do something in this realm. But I saw it really far-fetched, but I said, it's something with between these lines. So later on, I just was introduced to massage therapy once I was pregnant with my son. I was 21. And I said, oh my gosh, you know what? I should go to school for this. And, you know, the power of touch, right? I was sexually abused as a young girl and I didn't want to be touched. So going into this new realm of learning to touch others was very healing for me.
Wow.
And it was very powerful. I feel like massage therapy found me. And I said, this is it. 2 weeks in, I said, I love the atmosphere. I love the sounds. And I just felt that I was healing myself through this new career and a new mom at that. Which, you know, I was young. And honestly, I said, this is it. I'm going to open up a spa. Like, that was it. So that's kind of like how it kind of came to vision.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for sharing your story. I really do appreciate you sharing all those pieces and starting from, you know, surface layer first. I'm glad that you didn't go into hair because I think culturally, being from Dominican Republic, everything always goes into like having that straight pin hair, right? And there's almost like a process, but also a tradition that goes into that, like either going to the salon or like, you know, having your rollers or hair blown out every weekend, you know, at home or at the salon. And there's something to be said for, if you're looking at us on YouTube, we both have curly hair and we're proud of the curly hair that we have.
Yes.
So starting off there, I'm glad that you went into massage and not, you know, blowing out the hair all the time, because I absolutely love it. But going deeper into your story, you know, there's so much there regarding mindful living, obviously finding the power of mindfulness through yoga and your story, but then of mental health too, and how important it is to first find and heal ourselves through different avenues, whatever it is that works for us, so that we can then make our dreams a reality, and how important that is, not only as we grow up and through our own journey, but then especially being a mom. Once you went into it and said, all right, I want to open up my spa, this is what I want to do, how did Spa O come to be?
Yeah, so when I originally made that decision in my mind, I had no money. So I was like, well, how do I do this? I was with my son's father at the time, and I expressed his vision, and he's like, oh, okay, maybe we should open this together. So I opened my first spa. It was called Oasis Day Spa. And I was there for 7 years before I launched Spa O on the Go. The partnership was not as I expected. It didn't go well, especially towards the end. So I decided to part ways in that partnership. But that's where I did my training. To me, that was my training, my, you know, my experience.
Hands on.
7 years. Yeah, hands on. Hands down of a startup. And then I said, you know what, how can I, now I have a second child, different baby father, a different situation as parents. It's already hard with the same parent, let alone now two different fathers, right, with a child. And I said, let me just start from scratch. You know, I've done this before. Now I have the experience. So I really was asking my mom, I said, you know, I don't want the overhead. I don't want to deal with permits. I don't want to deal with the town. I'm just so tired of it. I'm a second mom again. Like, it's a lot. So she's like, how about you do spa parties? And I said, you know, that sounds great, but no one's having a party every day. So like, as you know, single mom life, like, how do I manage to make money on a day-to-day basis? So I slept on it. I slept on it with a lot of tears on that pillow, because there was a lot of transition going on, hormones. There was a lot of everything. But I woke up the next day. I had that rest. I was like, you know what? I've been through so much already that I just need to sleep and cry this out and just wake up fresh. I just felt like I needed that. That was like my self-care on an emotional level. Been here before. How do I do this? Nothing's going to change in a matter of 24 hours. So let me just rest and calm down. So the next day I woke up really refreshed, and I said, you know what? I'm going to start. That was a good idea what my mom mentioned. That's why it's always good to share with the right people, because it might not be that broad idea, but it gives you like little tips of, wait, I could do this, I could do that. So I said, sparks. You know, it sounds like the sparks. And I said, that sounds like a great idea. Instead of spa parties, let me promote that I can travel to the home or their business. Then at least it's somewhat every day that someone's off, or they work at night or work in the morning, and I'll offer the spa parties as an option. And that's really how it started. I started writing down, it was Spa O on the Go, Spa O. I asked a few friends, like, what do you think about this? Does this sound good? I was just like on a roll. Mind you, did not know how my bills were going to get paid that week. Did not. I was like, I'll figure it out, because I need to be present for my kids. I'm going to be behind on rent somehow, either way. So let me just come up with a plan. And that's how Spa O on the Go was born. It was really based off a necessity.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Absolutely amazing. And if the listeners only knew, you know, from what it was to what I've experienced from being a guest at Spa O and, you know, holding events there, and it's so beautiful. And just the experience that people have when they're there by itself, and then the services on top, are amazing. But before we get there, I do want to point out, so often people hear of, you know, mindfulness and meditation, and they get the two confused. But listening to Lisa's story and hearing, you know, first being aware, right? Being aware of what it is that you wanted. Where did your passions lie? What was it that you wanted to reach? And having that awareness That's part of mindful living too, is knowing yourself, knowing, as you were saying, when to rest, what you need, and then having the support around you to go after it. That is where mindfulness first starts, because that doesn't happen too often when you are so on the go, on the go, on the go, or so many things to do, because then you don't give your mind the space to rest and to really be clear about what is it that I want and how am I going to get there. So that is step one, that it's not an additional thing to do, but in reverse, it's actually kind of taking that rest, taking the pause, thinking before stepping into action.
Absolutely. And talking to the right people, because I could have spoken to someone who wasn't really going to listen to me. They were just going to be like, oh, you're going to be fine, and keep it moving. That's again, being mindful of who I'm sharing this information with, because some people probably were like, well, what do you mean? You don't have a job right now? It's like, well, no, but I also have my children and I don't have help. So it's hard to put yourself in people's shoes, because it's like, yeah, it sounds crazy, but my kids need me and I need to pick them up right now at 3. So it's like, you know, it's like that mindfulness of everything. And yeah, just knowing that you can't control everything in 24 hours or 48 hours or in a week or in a month, but at least there's little pieces of it. And then you'll, you know, the rest time will give, even if you just take a nap for 10 minutes, that will right. still recharge you to say, okay, instead of crying and venting about it and going on and on and on and on and on like a broken record, giving your body that rest and that mental state of rest will create the spark that you mentioned, because yeah, now your body's like, oh, okay, I got recharged. Let me now, you know, let's be mindful of that. For me, since it's based off necessity, it was because, you know, you could be mindful and you can be into meditation and learning about it, even if you just meditate for 5 minutes when you first start, but things don't switch like this, because right. people think, oh, I'm mindful now, I'm aware now, I can meditate, I'm calm. And then they think that tomorrow is going to be resolved.
Rainbows and butterflies.
No, you better get ready for those high hurdles and jump real high, because yes. it doesn't stop in the awareness. It doesn't stop in the mindfulness. That's just the beginning. It's like scratching the surface. Like, yeah, you're aware now, but let me tell you, that high hurdle that's coming, those few, the 20, the 30 that are ahead, you better be ready for those.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. That's just the first step, having that rest, being aware. But then that turns you on of going from that self-awareness to then being turned on to the social awareness, what's happening around you, how to face the challenges, how to take pauses, take a step back, cry when you need to, because it's not all just smiles and you know, sunshine everywhere. But then having the passion to keep moving forward and reaching your goals.
Absolutely, because I find that a lot of people get discouraged by the challenge. Right. Life will always have challenges, even when you're financially better, even though you're emotionally better, there will always be a challenge. So I think we need to, I guess, like highlight that challenges are part of the process, and that it's okay to be sad and upset about it and disappointed, but not to stay in the sad disappointment state too long, because then you're like pulling back from moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that I always remind parents when I work with, you know, clients and in different forms, whether it be therapy or outside of the therapy room, is that sometimes we want to protect our kids. We want to keep them in a little bubble. We want them to be happy all the time, because of course, we always want the best for them. But it's okay to face some challenges along the way. And of course, lighter versions of challenge. We don't want to, you know, anchor them down to the bottom of the sea floor. But it's okay for them to face challenges, because that's how you learn how to be resilient and how to persevere through the challenges of life, as your story has shown.
Exactly.
So you opened the doors, you went from going to in-home to then having different locations, and now you're in Secaucus, New Jersey with this beautiful space. Share with us, in case there are listeners who are in the area, what the space provides to clients.
Yes, it's such a beautiful space, such a blessing. Again, I always say that part of the journey has been people and situations finding me because of my awareness of where, like believing in myself, right? Like you believe in yourself, you put in that work, you pour into yourself, and all of a sudden, all they come to you, the opportunities come to you. Just have to be very patient in the process. Very patient. So 4.5 years ago, there was first, I got hired at Exchange, where I am now, to consult, like to say, okay, can you come every 3 months and create events for our residents here? We have a spa here and we don't want to open it to the public. I said, yeah, sure. And then I needed to help them. I was like their spa consultant. Like they needed, you know, the table, the this, the that, like things that they don't know you need as an esthetician, a massage therapist. So I was like working per diem with them. And then as my business for On the Go mobily was growing, a lot of people kept asking like, oh, do you have a location? I want to have a party there. I'm like, oh, well, not yet, not yet, not yet. And I'm like, oh, shoot. So I was looking around in other areas. I didn't think that was an option for me at Exchange, even though it was right there. There was just the market was pretty bad in the storefront. I was like, oh, the pricing, the this, the parking, you know, there's always something wrong. And then again, I'm telling you, I'm not a napper. I'm still learning how to nap. I'm like, I don't believe in napping. But for some reason that day, I was a little disappointed looking with the realtor years ago. And I said, man, I can't believe I'm not going to find a location. Like, and when you found something, it was like a dump, you know, it's like, well, I can't invest all this into a property that's not mine. Anyway, long story short, I got the rest that day of disappointment because I said, disappointment and venting all day long is not going to get me anywhere. Sure isn't. Just going to rest. Just put my thoughts. I really get the most effective in silence. Like when I have silence and I'm by myself, even if it's for 20 minutes, before the kids get out of school, because 3 o'clock is like this. You're like, whoa, that was quick.
Yeah.
I took the rest. I took the silence. And I said, you know what? I'm going to figure this out. Again, the next day, I said, oh, my God. Let me contact the manager of the building.
Just listen, to see.
Yeah, why not? And I said, listen, I already run the spa by myself with the residents, literally by myself. Could you imagine?
Wow.
Yes, girl. It was insane. And then I said, Mark, what do you think about if I propose this to the owner? It would be by appointment only. So it's not like people could just come in and out of the building, very exclusive. And he's like, oh my God, that's brilliant. And I'm like, oh, it is great.
Amazing. Amazing.
So set up a meeting with the owners and they were like, we've heard great things about you, how you work here, what you've done. And I'm like, oh, wow. I didn't even know that. I didn't know that part. That's why you just never know
right.
how you're making a difference and how your work ethic shows from miles away. I had no idea. And I was with them from when they first built that building. So wow. just by helping, he would ask me, the manager, like, hey, we're having an event or Halloween event. Do you mind just coming to help? Sure. Like, again, being available to someone who I know needs the help because, right. well, one, that's just who I am. And two, I've seen it through proof that it just comes back to me 10 times fold, but it's very rewarding because I just love giving back in general.
Yeah.
So when I receive, it's like, oh my God, that's great. Cause it's exciting, you know, like, oh, I didn't think people thought of me that way. So he was just like, look, they said yes. And that was how I was able to bring my spa to the location. I mean, it's such a blessing and it's beautiful. Like, you come in, you park, it's a residential building.
Yes.
So you just, you know, it's very exclusive. You know, you go into the elevator, go through the security, and you have the pool that we share the pool facility with the spa part. It's on the same right. floor. And we try to make it, you know, it's a business. So there's going to be days that people complain, the elevator didn't work, the pool got shut down. Like, that's all normal business things.
Right.
But overall, our goal is what you've experienced, thank God, which is because a lot of people don't talk about the bad side of business, mm-hmm, I feel, mm-hmm. you know. But, you know, the experience is for you to have the aroma of calmness, which that's the setting, the music. You go into the treatment room, they're nice and dark and beautiful. Then you have the lounge area to make it fun, to take a yes. photo, you know, like just where it's a little bit of fun and vibrant, because that's who we are as Latinos too.
Right.
Like, we are vibrant. I take much pride, Vanessa, in being a spa owner who is a Latina, who is not like the average, normal, traditional spa, like beige and stone rocks, and all respect to them, but
right.
I don't, that's not who I am. That's not our culture. That's not how I am. My personality is strong. It's fun. It's exciting. So
yeah.
that's how I want the spa to be professional and beautiful and modern, but also super fun. And that's where our parties and events come in. And
yeah.
spas don't offer that. And I take much pride in that.
No, I love it. Oh my goodness. So many pieces of your story, so many golden nuggets that I want to point out there. First, sitting rewind a little bit. I love when you were saying not yet, you know, the part of the story where you're saying not yet. I knew it wasn't happening yet, but that's the main word there because you had the belief in you that this was going to happen, even though it wasn't at that time. And I always think, you know, depending on what people think and higher powers and things, but God's timing is divine and you don't know when things are going to happen, when they're meant to happen for you, and look how it has happened. And, you know, for the listeners, if you're not within the tri-state area, when you visit New York or New Jersey, because it's so close to New York City, you want to visit Spa O because it does, it's a very relaxing and, as you were saying, professional environment, but it does exude fun and it exudes who you are as a person because it's you. And that's why I feel like it's so exclusive and people like visiting there as opposed to just a spa that you go in for a service and leave. This is a complete experience that people have.
And I love that you say that because that's really what I offer and what we offer and what I train staff to offer, because I want you to feel like the way I allow and receive someone in my home. That's just who we are. Like, you know, I've been to your location with my daughter. Like, it's that welcoming feeling of sit down. Here's the, like, the water's ready already. Like, that's an experience. You feel special. Mm-hmm. You feel like, oh, I actually could sit down for 1 second, you know, because we live in this world that we're so busy. And so, you know, so much knowledge in our fingertips and so much information that when someone just offers you a small bottle of water and sit down, you're like, let me sit down.
You could just pause. Yeah.
And people forget that that's like a thing. You know?
Absolutely.
So I love when you say experience because I do offer and train experience.
Yeah,
we deserve experience. We deserve experience. Beautiful
experience. We do. And everybody does, right? Every human on the face of the planet. But when you ask, when you add all of the different things, all the intersectionalities that we have when it comes to being a person, but then being a woman, then being a mom, then being a mom of young children or the older ones too, because different kids have different sets of issues. And then being a Latina mom, and then the area where you live, there's so many different things that go along with it, which is why it's so important to take that moment to pause and to take the moment to engage in self-care. And when we think of self-care, most people do think like a manicure, pedicure, or going to a spa, and that's what you provide. But there's also those moments in self-care of just pausing and drinking a glass of water or a cup of coffee or tea while it's still hot, or just taking a few moments for you and letting the rest of the world happen, but pausing for yourself. And that's so important. So I wonder if you can speak to when people come to the spa and have that experience, because it's a hands-on, literally hands-on experience of getting a massage or a service. How do you see that difference when they have the service and then leave?
Yeah. I mean, the most obvious that I see is when you've been there. So if sometimes the navigation throws you off to the back, or there wasn't parking in the front, and then they forgot that they needed to get to the security and get a pass. They get frustrated, you get triggered. And once you see them in the elevator and then they're upset because then their time might be cut into their time because maybe they didn't allow the time. That's when we see it the most. And it's like, don't worry about it. Just go into the treatment room, enjoy your service, and we'll discuss that afterwards. You see it as soon as they're out of the room. Because now all of a sudden, yes, it's a shift, because now your guard is down. You don't have to defend yourself. Why this didn't work? Why this didn't happen? Why this? Because that's what happens, you know, and we get so triggered, especially in this tri-state area where we live in the East here. And it's very rewarding to then see like, oh, okay, it's okay. And that's where I always talk about stillness, because if you don't have the time that day or that week that you've been a little triggered to get a massage, but it's like, okay, let me sit in the car. There's times where I've had a long day. I'm going to get home. I'm going to be present now for my children who are ready for that after school snack. And I'm going to start prepping dinner. I stay in the car. If I feel like, oof, I might be a little tense. Who knows what they have in store for me when I come upstairs, right?
You never know.
You don't know. So I just take that moment in the car and I stay maybe 2 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever. And it's like, turn off the car, breathe in a little bit. Don't even look at my phone. and just whatever. If I just need to think a little bit more so I don't take it out on or be distracted in my own head with my children there, or do I just need to breathe right now? Like, or do I need to just send the last text message before I go upstairs so my children don't see me on my cell phone?
Right.
Because we're on the device, you know, it's like our computer. So the stillness for me comes very different. It's very, my lifestyle is not even normal. Like my scheduling, it's crazy. My family thinks I don't even work, which is crazy. I'm like, but it's
You're always
because
on the
they don't,
go.
and also they just, their schedules don't align with mine, right? So,
Right. They don't see the
yeah,
behind the scenes. There, something's
exactly.
always happening.
And I'm not off when they're off. So it's
Right.
like, you know, so I just take those few minutes and that's my stillness. I'm in the car and I'm like, okay, this is it. You know, a moment like today, I had to block out some spaces this morning. I was like, okay, this is good. Kids have to go to school early today. I'm going to take this moment before I meet with Vanessa to just write down my list. Look, I wrote it down. This was my whole list for the
She
month.
has a list.
You know, I was like, let me leave it right on my desk. And it felt good to just dump it. Like,
Yeah.
okay. Because it was in silence, there was stillness, and then I took a few minutes before the call, and it only takes 2 minutes.
It
Sometimes we don't
really
have to be on
does.
the phone gossiping and, hey, oh my God, this happened. Sometimes just take in what happened and then express it the next day with someone, because then you'll be calmer, your body, your nervous system. Like my man
Yep.
says, like, why do you feel that way? Why did you have a knot in your stomach? I'm like, oh my God,
It's
that's,
all
I never even
connected.
thought about it in that
Yeah.
way, you know?
Yeah.
So taking those still moments, oh my God, they're just so gold. They're gold to me, even if
They
they're 2 minutes.
really are. Yes. And I feel like that sometimes that's more effective because sometimes we just don't have, 30 minutes to sit down and meditate. Like that's, I can't even imagine where that would fit into my day. But those little, even if it's 30 seconds, but you're right, like 2 minutes just sitting down, decompressing, making that shift from one setting to another. And there's other ways that you can do it as well. Even if it's taking a minute before you eat and, just saying thank you to for the meal that you have in front of you or thank for the day before you go to bed, just different things where you're taking in yourself, your family, what you have going on around you. Those are all small moments of mindfulness that, yes, you can find at a gorgeous spa and the experience is amazing. But the biggest thing from that experience is that then taking it and knowing that you can have moments of stillness in your everyday life, even when you are not at a spa or doing some other forms of self-care.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. So before we wrap up, I have some questions for you. And I think you
Course.
just answered the first one. How do you incorporate mindful living in your life? So moments of stillness, definitely counts for that.
Absolutely. For me, it's definitely, I'm a planner, so I have to plan accordingly for my blank days on my calendar. Like,
Yep.
I strive off of having a busy schedule, because I do. I have two children, two baby daddies. I have no shame in being the statistic young Latina mom, but I've grown from that, right? But I
Right.
take pride in my decisions, but that's busy. I deal with two different people and then two different children, myself, a business, a relationship. So for me, the calendar is key. Like, but I work really hard to make sure that there's blank days on those calendars.
For you.
Literally, like, to me, I'm like, whoo, perfect. What is that day? What day is that looking like? And what am I doing? Or am I just choosing not to do anything?
And that's
And
okay too, giving yourself permission
heck
for that.
yes, absolutely. Like, there's times where I'm like, oh, perfect. I don't have my kids this weekend. This is taken care of this weekend at the spa. Perfect. That will be my day. And I shut off. I turn my phone off. I don't post. I don't do anything. Either I relax, I clean, I do whatever I feel like doing. And that's very freeing to me.
Yeah,
Like,
and
should I
needed.
clean today? Should I just clean the bathroom and then rest and watch the Kardashians? Because I love them, girl. that's my guilty pleasure.
I love it.
Or do I read a book that I've been really wanting to read? Or should I read one chapter and then watch Netflix? Like, again, having the choice of not having anything planned is my goal. That's the goal.
Yes. Yes, and that's what I want listeners to really know is that we need to carve out the time in order to have that space for options. Because if you're always on the go, then you're not going to have those moments of like, wait, I can do something for me right now. And if I don't do anything, that's still okay. But we have to make that space.
Yes. So calendar, making the space, and staying organized and not beating ourselves up about the list. Because there's things on this list, I have it digitally as well, that rolls over to the next month, but they're there, they're present. So it's also like, oh my God, I didn't get to that. That's okay. Because again, life is happening around us. So it's not all about us, right? We wish we can get everything done in 2 days.
Right. But that's not life. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what is your favorite way to take care of your mental health?
Honestly, it's really when I come home to my L couch, you know, when you have the little, I like dream about that piece of my couch. Like, I can't wait. It's literally when I get home and I don't have my kids that weekend. And I know I'm going to come home with everything exactly how I left it. The remote rating for me, if I choose to have wine or water or an energy drink, like that's my moment, like right there. And that little L piece is like, and in total silence when I first enter, like the silence is golden.
Yeah. And we don't get it every day, but when we can, we grab onto that.
And I appreciate it.
And we've heard so much of your story, which obviously shows such a great piece of your personal growth. So with that, keeping that in mind, if you could be remembered for one thing in this life, what would it be?
Wow. It would be for my compassion towards others. I feel that if we were more compassionate towards people, we would make a bigger difference. And I feel that I'm here to make a difference. So I would love my legacy to be compassion for the humans, like for society, especially our community.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. I love it. You like gave me goosebumps right now. And I know you personally, and I hope that I do know that listeners are going to be able to get that feeling that you bring when you meet people face to face. You're exuding that even through their ears or through this visual, because you're such a beautiful person and you do so much for your family, but like you said, for the community as a whole, that it's so greatly appreciated. So thank you for all you do.
Yes. Thank you. Oh my gosh. We don't hear that every day either as entrepreneurs. But no, thank you. Cause sometimes I'm like, oh wow, that was so nice. Thank you. You know?
Yeah. No, my pleasure, truly from the heart. And I mean it very, very genuinely. So I thank you for, you know, carving out this chunk of time to be on the podcast today. And I want to provide you with the space for any other closing thoughts, and where can our listeners find you or seek you out?
Yes. So I have a personal page. It's empoweredwithlisa.com. And I have a lot of free things like cardio Saturdays that are mostly for the summer and spring and fall. So that's going to be coming to a close. But I also do lives on Instagram on Empowered with Lisa. And it's Latina Boss Talk, which is awesome. And it's just a little bit of everything, like a little bit of business, a little bit of personal life, mindset, relationships. It's a little bit of that. So empoweredwithlisa.com, you can see all of that. And of course, spaonthego.com is for all of your spa needs, like in home, in office, at the spa, parties, whatever, events, anything like that would be on the spaonthego.com website.
So much to offer for a little bit for everybody. So I think that, you know, despite of what people are looking for, they can find something that you can help with. And that just shows, again, how versatile and well-rounded you are, but how much you love to help and what a great asset you are to everybody. So thank you for joining us today. I really appreciate you.
No, thank you. Oh my gosh, this is awesome.
I'm so thankful that Lisa was able to be a guest today. She has so much to offer, again, not just through her services and self-care, but also who she is and how she shows up as a person and as a mom and as a Latina boss babe, I'll call her. So thank you, Lisa. We greatly appreciate you. And I hope that you were able to take some of those nuggets with you. as far as how you can incorporate mindfulness in your everyday life. We are all so, so busy, and all of us are dealt with a different set of cards, but we can always find these small moments for ourselves so that we can be the best version of ourselves for those we serve. And that can be in our jobs and careers and professions, but that can also be with our families and with our kids. So I invite you now to join me on this short guided meditation. So right now, regardless of where you are or what you're doing, take a deep breath in through your nose and allow your exhalation to be longer than your inhale. As you continue to take a few more breaths in that way, allow the message you just heard to land with you. Perhaps you shared something in common with our guest. Perhaps it stood out to you on how you can incorporate mindfulness in your everyday life. Or perhaps this is your moment for yourself. Acknowledge what you can do and also what you have done for yourself. And think about how you can incorporate more of that in your everyday life. Have a great week. I hope you enjoyed this week's show. It would mean a ton if you took this moment to review the Free to Be Mindful podcast on the platform you catch your favorite shows. That quick and easy act lets me know what you enjoy, and it helps others find the podcast too. And of course, don't forget to subscribe so you can listen along next week. In the meantime, I welcome you to catch me on social media at Counselor V. De Jesus. And as always, remember, in a world where you are free to be anything that you want to be, you are always free to be mindful. Catch you next week.